I want to wish you a blessed Samhain and a happy Halloween. We come to the end of the harvest holidays. All the crops are in. The animals have been brought in from the summer fields, and the nights are getting longer. This time of year, it feels like there's more in the air than leaves, or in the case of Colorado, snowflakes. Samhain and Halloween are complicated, even for us pagans. Every single group emphasizes different aspects of the holiday. Linus says it best in It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. There are three things I have learned never to discuss with people: religion, politics, and the Great Pumpkin. We're UUs. We don't shy away from the hard stuff, but that doesn't mean that we also don't seek sanctuary in the lighter things as well. In our current world, it might seem like frivolity for me to get up in front of you and tell you about how we get Halloween from Samhain. Last week, we looked into the realities of immigration and the sanctuary movement. We have contentious elections going on. We have bombs in the mail threatening the lives of thousands. We have someone filled with hate killing at the Tree of Life Synagogue. And right now, no matter which side of the political aisle you fall on, I think we can all safely agree all is not right with our world. In addition to the national stage, we're dealing with all of our own issues. They could be family problems, mental health issues, health problems, or injury issues. By the way, I don't recommend dropping old computer monitors on your foot when you take them to recycling. It hurts. It's because of all that is wrong in the world that I should get up here and tell you that it's okay to find respite in traditions, to celebrate the harvest, and to have a little fun. Like we learned from the big disaster movies, we all have to remember what we're fighting for. For pagans, Samhain is basically our New Year's Eve. It's a night to celebrate. We remember our past and those that have that we've lost, but we also look forward to what's coming and the possibilities of the future. Like Donna's reflection, some place a great emphasis on the past and being comfortable with what will eventually happen to all of us. Some place a greater emphasis on remembering those who have been here before us, our ancestors, and the wisdom that they've left us. Now, that wisdom can vary. It might sound like, don't be like I was, don't do what I did. Other words of wisdom might inspire us to go forth, be strong, be awesome, do the hard thing, and share love, because it will win. In the book, Welcome to Rosie Hopkins' Sweet Shop of Dreams by Jenny Colgan, she writes the following: Dear ignoramuses, Halloween is not a Yankee holiday celebrated by only gigantic toddlers wearing baseball caps back to front and spraying automobiles with eggs. This is ignorance. Halloween is an ancient Druidic holiday, one of the Celtic peoples have celebrated for millennia. It's the crack between the last golden rays of summer and the dark of winter. The delicately balanced tweak of the year before it is given over entirely to the dark. A time for the souls of the departed to squint, to peek, and to perhaps travel through the gap. What could be more thrilling and worthy of celebration than that? It's a time to celebrate the sweet bounty as the harvest is brought in. It's a time of excitement and pleasure for children before the dark sets in. And we should all celebrate that. Pinatas, on the other hand, are heathen monstrosities and have no place in civilized society. Now, I cannot comment about how you feel about piñatas. I kind of agree with her, they're a little bit evil. As for Samhain, it's a celebration. A harvest festival where you and yours gather together to feast together on the bounty you've put up for winter. Many different countries have their own versions of Samhain or the Day of the Dead or Halloween celebrations, but many of these themes are similar in all of these traditions. Families and friends gather together to celebrate with good food, good drink, good friends and family, be they living or dead. People even light bonfires to bring the light into a dark time of year. Now, while you're having these celebrations, tradition says that you set a place for your ancestors so they have food and drink and can join in the celebration too. These parties are not the kind of celebration where you wear your best clothes. They are costume parties. You wear masks and costumes so that if your ancestors or friends come back, they can party with you, but they hopefully won't recognize you. Or they might think that you're just one of them. Sure, you might really want to see Grandma again, but you really don't want to see Great Aunt Myrtle, who used to beat all the kids with her cane if they got too close. And you certainly don't want her to see you. The whole orange and black color scheme? It's because the ancient Celts, they wore black to represent death and orange for autumn and the harvest. So to this day on Halloween, we get dressed up. We wear masks. We paint our faces so that we can be someone we're not, or maybe somebody that we wish we were. Our kids go trick-or-treating, and in the Middle Ages, solars, children, poor adults would go to local homes and collect food or money in return for prayers said for their dead loved ones on All Souls' Day, the day after Halloween. And while it has evolved into a fest for candy and trinkets, it doesn't have to be. For each child that comes past my driveway on Samhain, they get a Happy Halloween! And in my mind, blessings for you on your year to come, wee one. And I give them a glow necklace. Hey, they're allergy friendly, and it makes the kids easier to see. Win-win. And while our wee ones wander about on All Hallows' Eve, they're greeted by jack-o'-lanterns, those lovely, creepy pumpkins with the scary faces. What if I told you that the tradition came from Ireland and it used to be a turnip? The Irish carved them with faces and lit them with candles for two reasons. One was to keep scary spirits away, like Great Aunt Myrtle. And two, as with bonfires, these lanterns lit up the darkness. These days, we shatter the darkness with candles and fires in the fireplace, and yes, even with Christmas lights. Shh, I know it's early. Instead of bonfires, but our desire is the same. Bringing that light into that dark time of year. Oh yeah, little footnote, those scary bats? Not so scary. They swoop near bonfires because the bugs go toward the light. They're not so frightening. They're just cute, intelligent, hungry little critters. Now I was hoping that, you know, the service wouldn't take too long. So I invite you after the service to talk amongst yourselves about those Halloween or fall traditions, and if you don't have them, your Thanksgiving traditions or Christmas or whatever speaks to you in this dark time of year. I'll give you some of my traditions. They come from my family, well, some of them anyway, and some come from friends and mentors that I've had over the years. Just like my mom, I make a big pot of soup or stew so that it's ready for anybody who needs a warm-up. I started inviting friends to spend the evening handing out gifts when I was too big for trick-or-treating myself. I still do this. So anyone who wants to join me is welcome. We're having soup for dinner. Bring a chair and a travel mug. Warning, I sit outside in the driveway enjoying the autumn and all of its glory. I drink mulled cider or mulled wine to enjoy those warm flavors and the spice of life, so to speak. I listen to music, both modern Halloween and a little more ethereal. In my old house, I had a cemetery in my backyard. I always took bread, fruit, and a glass of wine out and set it just inside the gate. I then thanked the inhabitants for the life that they'd lived and the wisdom they'd passed on. No, I didn't know any of them. I still leave this out on my deck table with that same prayer to those I may not see who have come before me. I don't claim to know for sure what impact this has on the ancestors. I hope they feel loved, remembered, and appreciated. At the very least, I know I made a squirrel really happy last year. I was amused seeing it wander off the next morning with an apple almost as big as it was. I find solace, a sense of sanctuary, in the embrace of these traditions. It's as if autumn and the spirits and the gods and the goddesses give me a great big hug and say, sure, things might be dark for a while, but the light is just around the corner. Hang in there. I'm going to invite you all to rise in body or in spirit and help join us in our postlude. Have a little fun. Feel free to dance.